礼节美语。
Jessica 看到同事 Claire 情绪很低落。
Hey Claire, you look sad, what's up?
I guess I'm a bit depressed.
Having a bad hair day?
No, that's not it.
Come on, you can confide in me, I know how to keep a secret.
Okay, but you really have to keep this to yourself, I don't want to cause trouble.
Wow, sounds serious.
You know my boss, Kevin?
Sure, I've met him at a couple of company functions.
Jessica 开玩笑问 Claire 情绪低落是不是
having a bad hair day?
意思是因为不顺，心情不好。Jessica 说自己嘴很严，所以 Claire 可以
confide in me.
把秘密告诉我。Claire 告诉 Jessica 说事情跟自己的上司 Kevin 有关。嗯，听起来好像挺严重的。
Well, he keeps commenting on how pretty I am, and he frequently touches my shoulders. He says I look tense and could use a massage.
And this makes you uncomfortable, right?
Yeah, I don't like it. I have a boyfriend, and I'm not interested in Kevin at all. Plus, he's my boss, and it's just a weird feeling.
That sounds like sexual harassment to me.
Really? Do you think it's that serious?
原来 Claire 的上司 Kevin 经常夸她漂亮，还动手动脚，让 Claire 很不舒服。Claire 说她有男朋友，而且
I'm not interested in Kevin.
对 Kevin 没兴趣。Jessica 肯定地说这是性骚扰。
Sexual harassment.
这么说来，性质可就严重了。
The workplace is supposed to be a comfortable place to work in. You shouldn't have to be looking over your shoulder all day. It's the responsibility of a boss to make sure your work day is safe and productive.
Well, every time he comes out to speak to me, I worry he's going to do or say something that makes me uncomfortable.
That's sexual harassment, and it's a crime.
Jessica 说，工作单位应该安全舒适，员工不需要随时随地提心吊胆。
You shouldn't have to be looking over your shoulder all day.
Claire 承认，每次 Kevin 跟他讲话，他都很紧张，生怕 Kevin 的举止会让自己感到别扭。不过他又说，
But overall, he's a pretty good boss, and most of the people in the office like him. I don't want to be the one to stir up trouble. Maybe I'm too sensitive.
Sexual harassment is a common problem. I remember I once had a boss who kept asking me out on a date, even though I was married and wearing my wedding ring.
What did you do about it?
Claire 说 Kevin 总的来说是个不错的老板，大家都很喜欢他，所以
I don't want to be the one to stir up trouble.
不想当那个挑起是非的人。 Jessica 说性骚扰是个很常见的问题，自己就曾经遇到过一个老板，明知道他已经结婚还三番五次的要跟他约会。 Jessica 是如何处理的呢？我们下次继续听。